know, your ass better call somebody.
Hey, Boogeyman. We got two special ladies here tonight. And we're getting ready to talk about one of these ladies is going to pop out a kid here in a few weeks. You know, tell me that ain't exciting. How many of you people have done that lately? You know, shit. That's like winning the Final Four, the Super Bowl. All that shit.
Hey, well, welcome back to Boogeyman Podcast. I'm Anthony here, always with Tom. We got the Menace here with his lovely wife, Randy, and my wife, Patricia, is here as well. What's up? This is our family pod. And, Randy, how many weeks we got till big day?
Five fucking more weeks.
Not bad.
Five long weeks.
And it's a Budweiser. I named that kid Budweiser.
Because I want to have about five of those.
Or Jack. Shit.
And if it's a girl, maybe Mary Jane.
Yeah, that could happen. Definitely, but they already know it's going to be a boy, though. You know, what the fuck, man?
That's not Let's always 100%.
You know, Jane-o. give me some royalty.
Well, if you saw the picture of the goods, you would have...
Yeah, and how could they ever get that wrong? You know, people tell me a story. Yeah, the doctor said we're having a boy. Day came out. What the fuck?
That would be crazy for that to happen.
I can't imagine. Tom, did they tell you it was a boy or a girl when you were having kids?
Shit. They told... I don't want to say... I don't know if I should talk about this crazy shit.
Now you have to.
But shit. They didn't tell if it was a boy or a girl. You just sort of showed up, waited around in this fucking room, and they told you if it was a boy or a girl... Then you made up your mind if you wanted to stay or hang out.
What?
I mean,
what door did you take?
Yeah. Hey, it was crazy because, you know, my daughter Kim was born. Door number one, you always hang out with door, boy or girl, you know. Then door number two with Tommy, now you have a boy. Man, how lucky is that? So... Now, door number three, and this is the door that got me out of Vietnam. It could have been an alien, that motherfucker.
But I feel like it's closer to 9.
How do you know
half?
When you're really pregnant anyway?
Yeah. When is it? No, you know, you're counting the date. Oh, they tell you a date that it's going to be due. Yeah, you're counting.
They're usually pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, they look fully developed to me when they come out. So whatever amount of weeks that is, that's the perfect amount of weeks, you know?
That's usually what happens.
And they come out and just fuck it all up. I love my baby.
Everybody
should. Okay, podcasters, just so you know, I love my baby.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah, Luna.
Does she say that?
Go away.
As soon as she sees the microphone, she just goes on it and just says, go away, go away, go away, go away. That's her signature thing. She's two, you know? She's building her personality.
That's it. And you know what?
They sure are.
They're when they're two, they're a little bit harder than when they're just first born. You can't go anywhere. You can't go anywhere. You can't move.
It is easier.
Hey, when you're 2 years old, the only thing you give a fuck about is a wet, a dry pair of pants and some food.
And sometimes not even a dry pair.
Not even a pair of dry pants. Yeah.
Most of the time you don't give a fuck.
Food. You survive on food.
And water.
Still do.
Yeah. You can get that water shit.
Come play with me. That's all the time.
That, you know what that come play with me is? That's a conspiracy. Come play with me.
Yeah.
Think about that. That's conspiracy, man. You know what? I ain't asked you to go play with the motherfucking dog. Come play with me.
No, she doesn't ask me to play with her when she's with the dog. They do their own thing. Which is great because I love when the dog comes over because she leaves me alone for a little bit, you know?
You should get a dog.
And we got a doggy door right with my neighbor's house. So he just comes in and out whenever he wants.
Yeah, the neighbor's got a dog. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing.
A dog?
That's the kid's new best friend.
A dog can be a pain in your ass, man.
Hey, when he shits on your rug.
I was going to say, does he shit in your yard?
Does he come
over? Yes, he does. That's the only, you know, downside about it.
You should teach him how to shit.
But at least you don't have to feed him.
Yeah, that's a good dog food. Yeah,
pay for his vet bills.
Dude, dogs are expensive as fuck.
Get that dog shit off your boot.
My mother-in-law said, hey, do you still want a dog? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, come here, let me show you the bill real quick. And I looked at it, it's like $980.
For what?
He has dog like shit. Dog shit and bad breath. I mean, I thought the breath was better in dogs. Cleaner mouth.
Tom, do you ever have any big vet bills you had to pay for your dogs?
Not for my dogs.
No. What else?
They sort of. Cats?
The other clinic bills.
They didn't go to the vet.
Hey. Listen, man. Back then, they didn't have vets. Yeah, you owned a 45.
Damn.
Hey, you get sick, it's real easy. Adios, amigo.
Or just come to the house and say,
it's terrible.
Hey, if you want to come to the house, it's cheaper.
Or just bring the dog already dead and say, man, look what happened to this dog. I don't know what happened to it.
Yeah, look what happened to that fucking dog.
He
ain't breathing no more. How'd that fucking dog get like that? I don't know.
Watch the dog be wearing a camera like everybody in the park.
Oh, fucking dog.
He did it!
Hey, you know what? Listen, I don't want to talk bad about dogs, but dogs are fucking stupid.
Dogs are a man's and woman's best friend.
Good for them.
You know, there's a difference between a good dog and a bad dog.
There totally is.
But you might have had the wrong dogs, Tom.
You tell me.
A shitty dog won't shut the fuck up barking.
No, you
chew up all your shit, jump on people, bite people.
I've had a lot of cool dogs.
How many shitty ones?
How many shitty ones? Only maybe one or two.
He didn't last long.
He got an antifreeze hot dog.
Dogs growing up, it's like toddlers growing up, you know?
Tom, if you pulled the antifreeze hot dog.
You gotta train the toddler
You know
toddler.
You train them.
You know
you train
dog.
That dog. Is there antifreeze in that hot dog or not?
It's really
that dog sees that hot dog. He's got a 50-50 fucking chance.
Are his odds even that good?
Dog.
Fuck that dog.
If it was a bad dog.
It is?
Because
hey.
Only bad people raise bad dogs.
That's true.
No, so, if you're not a purebred, you could be a bad dog.
I swear to God.
That's
true. Bad people raise bad dogs. So, do you feel bad taking advantage of the bad people's dogs? Fuck no.
No, but
you could have just gotten unlucky getting a bad dog and not necessarily be a bad person, though.
Well, too bad. You just
well, I'm a good person, and I got...
So am I. I
got blessed with a screaming toddler. Like,
honor system.
I was nice as a little kid. Why did I get blessed with that, you know? Now I got to train my toddler to be a good person.
Do you think if you die that you do become a dog?
If I die...
No.
Is there a theory?
You become whatever
you
want.
What do you think about that?
Or whatever you think, want, whatever you will.
Listen to this. Do you think, this is a good question to all you motherfuckers out there, not just us, I don't want to call us motherfuckers, because I think we're all intelligent motherfuckers.
And we're some daddy fuckers too.
Yeah.
Do you think, listen to this, reincarnation, shit. If I reincarnate, I want to reincarnate Gentleman Jack to 100 proof.
If we're just calling shit out, let me be clear.
Hey,
I took back as 100 proof Gentleman Jack.
You could come back. Yeah, don't let me come back to that motherfucker because your chances are slim and none. Tom will drink you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to
do you
that
think
one.
You could come back to be an animal?
I think a lot of people.
Hey, listen to this.
I don't think you have a choice.
I think you would be.
So, where does everybody that dies goes to? Does the snake go to wherever he goes? The cat goes wherever he goes? The dog goes wherever he goes?
Not all dogs go to heaven.
That's right. Especially a hot dog.
Especially a hot dog.
Where's Zika? But do you, I mean, you talk about, hey.
They took that
and
out.
And listen now, and you know what, Sunday, hallelujah, hallelujah. What's Sunday?
Kickoff.
Palm Sunday.
Oh, that was that Palm Sunday?
I think it's this Sunday.
Oh, I thought it was Easter.
Well, you get your palms to get ready for Easter. You know, that's you make good. It in a cross. I've been gathering. Literally, hey, listen,
I mowed the lawn today. I got mine ready.
What a good Friday.
Oh, fucking, yeah. It was a good Friday. I didn't have to work.
Right?
They should have a couple more next week. So Easter Sunday is the big day of religion.
Mm-hmm. What does the Easter Bunny have to do with religion?
Is there anybody here who's religious?
Well, what depends what you mean by religious.
Well,
because it's Gentleman Jack religion.
I'm religious. Speaking I believe of. In something.
Gentleman Jack.
I do believe. Is there, I mean, working at this house, I believe there's something there happening in that house.
Is this the Orb House?
Religion you're still is working a weird on the topic Orb House for me.
Dude, I'll tell you, man.
Because, yeah, I believe in God, but I don't think you have to go to church to believe in God.
To believe, no.
And I
fuck
don't,
no.
And I
you
don't,
know what God is?
And I don't think you have to believe in God to go to heaven. I think that if you're a good person on this earth, you go to whatever heaven.
You believe it. You will be.
Right.
I think.
Yeah. Either that or you die and it's just like you're sleeping without dreaming. It's just nothing.
I think when you're
right.
on.
I have a hard time with, like, really, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree with you because I was brought up in my childhood, you know, going to church and praying and, you know, believing in God and the Virgin Mary, which is the Guadalupe, not the Virgin Mary. I don't know.
Yeah, we didn't think she was a virgin anyway.
Oh my gosh. No, well, yeah. apparently she was and she got pregnant. But, I mean, do you have scientific proof of that?
You know what I mean? Was there scientific proof back in, before Christ? I'm still trying to get over fucking, the Garden of Eden. How much bullshit is that? Do I want to talk shit about the Bible? That Bible's so much full of, hey, listen, for $9.95, I can
is that like your standard
you
Bible price?
Hey, man, I'll tell you what.
I heard
I'll get you on the road.
$9.95.
I'll get you on the road to happiness.
Do they still make huge, like, big Bibles?
I don't know, dude. I never owned a Bible. No. My Bible is only one fucking book.
Did anyone ever make you put your hand on a Bible and swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Court. And I thought, what a bunch of bullshit is that?
I promise, I won't lie.
Fuck no. Hey, you think I'm going to tell the truth?
Honor system.
Especially when it's against me? That guy did it.
Hand on the Bible.
Shit, yeah.
You know. That is kind of funny. Hey, put your hand over this Bible.
And lie.
Right.
Or not lie and tell this guy he's telling the truth. And I'm going to go to jail. Oh, man.
Do they still make you put your hand on the Bible?
I wonder.
Is that a real thing?
Hey, I'll tell you what. See,
that's
I went to court.
Question.
Because you could be a guy getting prosecuted
Bible,
who believes nothing in it. Like,
oh, man.
You know?
I tell you whatever you want. I'll tell you whatever you want to hear. What the fuck do you want to hear today? Do you want to know if it's raining? Do you want to know if the sun's coming out? Hey, do you want to know Jesus Christ walked on water? Give me a call.
He moonwalked.
Moonwalked.
He might have. He was a moonwalker.
Hey, he did it backwards. I told you, put that afro on backwards, now you're clicking.
I don't even like moonwalk. I don't even like to hear that anymore.
I don't
after
even
seeing
like,
that documentary.
Did that fuck you over?
I was just going to say, I don't even like the creator of the moonwalk. He was probably thinking
that's,
of
well,
you know what's sad? You know what the most sad thing is to me? Is he when he was alive, he did all that shit And he was still Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
We went and saw his fucking show at the Mandalay Bay, and he wasn't even alive.
You seen him live?
It was a hologram of him, and there were little dances, but everyone was praising this guy like he was some freaking god.
We had a blast, by the way.
But after watching what I saw, this fucking scumbag. Are you kidding me? He raped Never Everland.
It's near impossible for you to watch that documentary and not believe these guys.
No, there's people out there though who are like defending him like crazy. Who are furious that anyone's even...
Those flat earthers.
There's a short documentary trying to...
And they always are then defending.
The Jackson family came out with their own 30-minute documentary on YouTube. Have you seen that one? No. Trying to counteract and... You know,
they're making money off.
I would be embarrassed if I were them.
Theirs was terrible.
You're like, this.
Hey, he went to court and his lawyer was Johnny Cochran.
Right.
What the fuck?
Look at Johnny Cochran's track record. Get your way with anything.
You know what Johnny said?
Didn't do it.
That's true.
Didn't do it. Hey, you must have quit.
You know what? This guy killed his old lady and I got him off. You fucking doing what you're gonna do is fucking
easy.
Walk in the park.
This will be easier than walking on water.
What came first, Jackson or OJ?
OJ.
OJ was first?
Yeah. Before the court was.
Jackson just came out recently, no?
He's been in and out.
You know what? To be honest, I don't really know.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure, actually.
No, I feel like the first Michael Jackson.
I think it might have been Jackson.
He was in court before OJ? With Johnny?
OJ
got Johnny from him?
Yeah. I think OJ learned from Michael Jackson.
Well, that's all good tips.
Then you know what?
He probably did. And Cochran's dead now, right?
He's dead too. The devil got him.
Did someone take him out, or did he just...
The devil got him.
Natural causes.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Probably the demons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that documentary was... But at the end of the day, it's also just them saying it.
Yeah.
They could benefit big time from just coming out and deciding, you know what, let me fucking... But fuck,
come on! Everyone knew he was a pedophile,
and he was so weird the whole time, right?
Yeah, the way that they were like,
what 30-year-old man?
One of them seemed like he really hated it, and the other one seemed like he enjoyed it.
What 30-year-old? He was in his 30s, right?
Interviews.
Would you want to hang out with a bunch of 7-year-olds in your 30s?
They were both like infatuated with him.
Everyone knew he was a pedophile for a long time. It was just never really a big deal.
They didn't know how to bring it out.
They did. He just had a ton of money.
How do you tell someone that's...
You know what it is? It's
15 fucking a 9-year-old.
It was worse than that. That's like a 30-year-old fucking a 7-year-old.
And their parents in the next room.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and then deeper down the hallway.
Making my house payment.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
you're selling your kid off as a whore.
That's prostitution.
How could you be a lawyer and... know the truth, right? Because maybe not all.
No,
right?
I know what you're talking about.
Let me tell you what.
But there's plenty out there.
Let me tell you.
You want some whiz, Tom?
This is some whiz, Tom.
I'm gonna explain to you.
I'm not gonna mention no names in this, but I know a couple criminal lawyers.
Just happens.
I just happen to know this. And these guys knew some shit on the San Francisco police.
Ooh.
And you know what? At the end of the day, they all said thank you.
That's SFPD. And this
criminal lawyer, I've painted his house many times.
Just because you wanted to or for...
No, never a trade off.
No.
Because I met him through my daughter.
Were they dating or something? Or?
No.
Was your daughter in some kind of criminal trouble?
Austin Press is straight up. And I mean straight up. So listen, you people out there.
Oh, shit.
AustinPress.com. Hey, we've been talking about this, and Mother's Day is almost fucking here. So maybe you haven't been listening. If you want to get something neat, something that, shit, your mother and Jesus Christ and everybody up there in the fucking heavens would like to have.
Letterpress.
You should really look at her stuff. And I have an artist here that's, I think is very, very good. And I'd like you all to hear Randy.
Thank you. I have something for you. Maybe I should give it to him now.
I think you should.
Let's do it now. Randy came bearing gifts.
You're gonna need to frame it.
Oh, okay. I will.
Because I don't have.
Let him flip through it himself. Let him just discover it by himself.
From artist to artist.
You gotta flip a couple pages.
One more. As he's flipping to the pages, he's pretty really eager to see what's gonna happen.
Hey, this is really blank.
Try again.
Flip one more page.
It's invisible.
I think it's
okay.
Look at that.
Oh man.
What do you see, Tom?
Sharp edges.
What do I see? Hey, let me tell you what. This is art. Honest to God, this is art. And I will frame this. This is how do you? It's always cool to talk about artists. And I consider my daughter an artist? Fuck!
Help me.
Boogeyman is an artist.
Help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me making me an artist.
That's Rhonda, dude.
Yeah. What do you see there, Tom?
What do I see here? It's this could be Rhonda.
She's gonna need a new contract.
Hey, what happened at WrestleMania?
Hold on.
Every Friday,
hold
right?
on. Hold on. I want to put this timeout. Timeout, everybody. This is fucking bad. No, up here, I mean, to be an artist, you got to see what's in the artist's head.
Yeah.
No shit.
Well, sometimes and that's you how can I feel. Because, you
I
know,
feel
it's...
like it because I am an artist. I swear to God, you guys, I love you. I love you all. But I believe I'm a bad motherfucker.
You are a bad motherfucker, Tom.
Who's sucking a few ships?
Oh, man. Maybe. That's fucking bad.
I seen looking at your shirt, Tom. Looks like something got torpedoed right there.
What is that? The sunken ship?
I don't know.
It looks like a bunch of Jack bottles on the bottom of that ship.
It looked good for tonight, but this is bitching.
I'm glad you like it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, I like it too.
This is art.
She posted that on. Didn't Rhonda like it?
Oh yeah,
she liked it.
Rhonda liked it
a couple times actually.
Online,
she put it on her Instagram.
I like.
Hey, you know what?
Well, no, because I had posted like a
different
work in progress.
Hey, so
I gotta have a shot on that, please, Rhonda.
Yes. Hey, what happened, Rhonda? WrestleMania.
Are we recording right now?
We're always recording. You never have to ask me.
What happened? Well, I'll tell you what's happening. This glass is sort of fucking empty.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're straight out of fucks again.
Hey, quick topic on Rhonda. When you posted that and she liked it, I sent her a DM. I was like, hey, repost this. It'll fucking make my wife's day. Good luck in the fight coming up. And she never said anything, so fuck you, Rhonda. Okay. I've seen her repost way worse shit. So it's like,
I saw it too.
Okay.
I should go comment right now. And like, fuck you, Rhonda. I don't know. We're not posting my friend's fucking picture.
So what happened at WrestleMania, Tom?
And your husband, Travis Brown, he sucks too.
He sucks balls.
They're both out of
it. Made me money.
I'll tell you what. She is. What killed her is she didn't know how to box. If she didn't know how to box, she'd be
that
the
really
champion
is what killed
today.
Her.
Yeah.
Well, she was a champion in her day, but nobody
her day was only about 3 months ago.
Will she fight again?
Real fight? No,
no way.
What was her last fight? Just this last
was,
one?
Was WrestleMania.
She lost.
Listen to this.
Sorry.
Listen to this. Hey, listen to this.
WWE. Yeah.
I'm going to give you
a wet willy.
I'm going to give you a wet willy, and I'm going to give you $4 million.
All right.
Hey.
I'll take that wet willy.
You take that willy.
Get three of them.
I'm going to give you $4 million. Man, that beer's almost empty, too.
You sure you can pay $4 million?
Were you going to crash it on my head?
No, no, no. I'm going to give you $4 million.
Okay.
$4 million. But listen, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make probably...
$400.
No, no. I'm going to probably make $6 million. I'm not going to say six ain't shit.
Yeah, you were talking about McMahon.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make about $9 million off of you and give you your money, make as much or more, and you know what? No crying.
Don't be mad.
Don't be mad. I just want to be your friend.
You think he really pays her that much?
She made $4 million, dude, for 1 year.
Wow.
1 fucking year.
I wonder how that compares to her UFC pay.
Wow. Are you still going to give me the $4 million or no? Or is this not a circle deal back over here?
You want the wet willy?
Wet willy or not?
No, he said it and y'all heard it.
Hey, you got to take your wet willy first.
No, no.
Oh, my God.
So, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, give me a recap. Rundown. WrestleMania. Ronda.
Wrestle fucking mania. Ronda.
So
farewell Ronda, party.
Ronda took a 1 year deal, probably got whatever she got, walked out of there in 1 year, and said, I want to have a family.
Oh, she's pregnant.
I don't
know. No way, really? You can't wrestle and be pregnant. You
can't wrestle and be pregnant.
You can at 2 weeks.
But you know what, though?
Okay.
She made,
I found out when I was 3 months.
Can you make $3 million in 1 year?
Yeah.
Can you what?
Make $3 million in 1 year?
Oh.
And act. You got her first show was pitiful. She couldn't remember the lines.
Oh, really? Has she fucked up a lot of...
She couldn't remember the lines, dude.
Promos?
Took her probably about a month to remember the lines. Then when she remembered the lines, you know what she did? She made them millions. And walked out of there... Like that guy that rolled the stone away and rose in 3 days. You all know that guy.
Bullshit
aisle 2. Oh shit, he's on bullshit aisle 2. Cross upside down.
How difficult would it be for her to memorize lines?
Hey, for $3 million, you fucking better have this memorized before you show up.
She was in a couple movies, right? At least one.
She did talk.
She only
did.
You
know what? How hard it is,
bitch.
Maybe they were like, "Let's just stick to the fighting."
How hard would it be that I gotta fight you tomorrow and not hurt you?
She actually had a movie lined up, and then they fucking just canceled. They said, "All right, you know what? We're not doing it anymore."
Really?
Yeah. She was supposed to do a Roadhouse remake. I've never seen
Roadhouse.
Right.
That's
right. But it never happened.
And
like,
you know why it didn't work out?
Probably because
she took WWE. Hey, you know what they did? Listen, this dumb bitch read the lines. She wasn't smart enough. Hey, I'm going to kick your ass tomorrow, but can I read Hickory Dickory Dock? Would you like to suck my cock? Can't do that one. Oh, that's my... You know what? One day
that's
we were...
That's a little joke you say on your dates.
Hey, listen. We're out here practicing on
impressed.
This... practicing on this microphone with the invisible fucking antenna that we don't even own for about 40 minutes. And Anthony says, Tom, you got anything to say? I said, I got something to say. And that's what it was. You know, I said, man... How do you practice on an invisible mic or a visible antenna?
Oh, shit. You just do. That's how you learn to kiss in junior high. You kiss a mirror, right?
I wasn't doing that. Yeah.
I had a mirror, but it wasn't for kissing.
Yeah. How do you kiss your pillow?
I don't your know. Teddy that's what I'm
bear. Your hand. That's, oh, that your was hand. The practice, right?
Yeah, I what guess was so. The practice? You know, I can't remember that far back. I
remember. Inner elbow.
Was, you know, you used to do one thing. You wanted to lock lips.
He's not being specific, but just, you know, just a thought.
You just want to lock lips.
You always hey, to, who was hey, your first kiss, Tom? Do you remember your first kiss?
No.
No way.
You don't remember your first kiss?
Second grade.
What's your most embarrassing sexual experience?
Oh, my God.
I fucking love asking these kind of questions.
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
This is like, hey, everybody should have wanted yourself.
Oh, man.
I ran out of Viagra.
You gotta have. So, I see it in your face right now. He's blushing. There's something on his mind.
Oh my God. He remembers something.
Maybe that. What?
I don't have one.
Bullshit, Tom.
Bullshit.
That was a good one.
Honest to God, You know what? I've been fortunate. To be successful.
Yeah, but I mean, there's gotta be some. Everybody's had like somewhat of like.
Not me. I'm perfect.
Kicking to the curb or whatever. You know, hey, the one that I probably kicked to the curb was probably someone I met at 2:30. I know one thing that made me happy through all my life. Was drugs.
Oh, man.
Drugs are a secret. You think they've been making those drugs for a long time? Fuck.
No, drugs what make specifically? Me
you know, I mean, it's.
Starts, involves a mirror.
Oh, that's a form of life.
Starts with Mr. Weiser here.
Fuck yeah. You think this guy ain't help? Hey, would you say when you the first thing you do if you have the baby, have a beer? I want to have one with.
She says she wants in her own words, she wants to get smashed and hella high.
Oh shit! Exactly. I hope I can be part of it.
And I quote. But
do you remember the first time you took a weed?
Yeah, I do.
How old were you?
It was probably. Was it brown?
Probably
back then
brown.
It was. Dude.
Mexico weed is brown it as well.
Brick
pretty
weed.
Much. It was brick.
What's the biggest drug deal you ever did?
The biggest drug deal?
Yeah, I want to know this story.
Yeah. I used to know these people who lived in Orville. I told Anthony about them. You know, up in Berry Creek. And I'll tell you what. You know what's funny? Because back then, you imagine, listen to this, you motherfuckers out there. Listen to this. I got another shot of that, too. Hey, you know what?
Hello. It's Friday. Friday edition.
This
we
is
get
good
it.
Friday.
It's good Friday, man. I'm telling you, man, that guy rolled away that stone a few more days. And get that fucking ash on your forehead.
No, that already passed. Now it's Palm Sunday.
Salute.
Okay, my palm is out.
So, biggest drug deal, Tom. What
biggest
do you remember
drug
about
deal.
This?
Okay.
That went wrong. No, I'm just kidding.
To make the story more interesting.
I've always been good luck.
That's my middle name.
Oh, shit. You don't want nothing to go wrong with Tom. You know, probably back
no
in
cameras.
The, no the wrong cameras, Tom. Man. Back in the day, I met these people up in Orville that had fields.
How'd you meet him, by the way?
How did I meet him? I knew this one person that moved up there. And also involved with him back in the 60s. Hey, you think drugs haven't been around? Fuck me.
I think they have been.
Hey, three-finger lid. I used to get fucking key, which was 2 pounds... 2 ounces for $85.
What?
Whoa.
Think about that.
A key of what?
A key of pot.
Two pounds.
2 pounds, 2 ounces. $85. What year was that? That probably had been in the early 70s.
Was it still brown?
A pound of good weed now is what, like 2 grand?
Hey, you know what though? They didn't have good weed back then.
Yeah.
So, listen to this. Now, that's where I told you it started. Back in the Fillmore days. You know.
Fillmore Slim?
Oh, man, I used to love going there, dude. I saw so much cool shit that was unfucking real.
I went to Mission in 16.
Yeah, good for you.
Man, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Go back there in 69.
No.
They would have took your fucking brain away from you. So anyway, the pot now in early days, 2 pounds, 2 ounces, 1916. This is before 69 because this is before I bought my house. 1969, bought that house for $19,000.
Oh my God.
In Livermore.
You're an asshole.
In Livermore.
Keys, you don't want to know how much
keys and weed were $85.
Bought that house in 1969 for $19,000. Here's Tom working at Mother's Cookies, Ray Coakley Motors.
Driving what?
19.
Ray Coakley Motors. And also selling drugs. And my number one project was working for Jimmy. Jimmy got me half my motherfucking money in 4 motherfucking hours.
At 4 a.m.
At 4 a.m. And I can't say I did with Jimmy, but it was hilarious.
Why can't you talk about Jimmy?
I'll never talk about that, Mike.
Jimmy's not with us no more.
Jimmy,
oh, yeah.
I brought him a couple of songs. Let me tell you about Jimmy. His daughter was a whore. His two sons were business. Jimmy showed me how to work the business. Who gives a fuck about the whore?
Were they pimps to the whore?
No. And I never fucked a whore. I never fucked a whore. I was too interested in dinero. You know, you can always get pussy.
Not always.
Hey, I'll tell you what. In the world that I lived in.
If you can dance.
Hey,
is there a lot of free love?
Hey, if you can dance and say I love you.
Guess
God
what?
God bless you. You come home with a 50-50 chance. Oh, shit.
Yeah, do you have any Jack Daniels at your house?
Who gave a shit? You know, but...
But it'd be nice if they did have Jack Daniels.
That was a plus.
Because I'm going to want you to forget what we're about to do.
But that was part of what I grew up with. These are the streets of Omaha.
This is my everyday life.
In 1962... To 1965.
Staring at buttholes, getting my buzz on.
What do I gotta go to school for?
Art.
For art? And listen to this. I had a school, listen to this, Randy, because I appreciate
math.
Oh, man. I don't know how to, you know, this is a true story. I don't even know my fucking ABC. That's right. True.
That quit school know. Early.
Hey, that quit school early? I don't even know my fucking A, B, C's. My daughter says, Dad, what's a vowel? I don't know. Does that live on 98 tabs? Does that live on 98 fucking tabs?
You got it right?
Dude, I can write. I can spell. I can tell you how to get fucked. In English. You want to know that in English?
No, I already know it in other languages, too.
I could probably tell you in that language, too.
There's only one language to say.
Hey, everybody understands sign language. Booyah!
Exactly.
One finger.
Oh, hey, what's that stand for?
Hey, you know what is? You know what is the one language on everybody on Earth all speaks? Music.
Yes.
That's true.
And art.
And art.
It is art. Music is probably art. The best form of art.
Well, I'd agree with that.
Yeah. Drawing also, though.
Drawing?
Yeah, I think. Murals, you know.
Oh, drawing.
This is art. Yeah, drawing. Dude, I've shown our card. I've shown our card. And this is art. I mean, it's a shame you can't see
this. I know. It literally looks like a real mole. Like,
I could make
there.
It the photo art of the podcast.
I've never taken a single class.
That's so cool.
I haven't taken a
neither have
class.
I.
Well, high school, you know.
Neither have
so,
I.
Yes, you have to.
I never got
a certificate for something?
High school, yeah.
When I was in high school, listen to this, Randy. When I was in high school, my teacher was named Mrs. Sawyer. And
Mrs. what?
Sawyer.
Like Tom Sawyer?
Like Tom Sawyer. And she graduated from Mills College. Big time.
Oakland.
You go to Mills Where's College, Mills? That's a women's college, Oakland. Dude. Wow. You don't fuck around with those women. You
oh,
fuck
yeah?
around women, man. They'll fucking tear you down in a fucking minute.
Do so, you remember when the women's got rights in like the 50s
yeah.
and 60s?
I do remember that.
What happened when that happened? What happened?
How was that? I mean, me being a male, I didn't like it.
Well,
but
but was it fair?
But I still felt it was fair. It was fair.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? If this lady has been working here with me at Mother's Cookies,
your mother's
where
cookies.
I was working at, for because they went through all that shit. Listen,
oh,
to
you
this,
were at
man.
Mother's Cookies when
hey.
This happened?
Oh fuck yeah! I'm a baker, and when I was a baker. Women are bakers. Well, they didn't get to bake.
What? Wait.
They didn't get to fucking bake.
They wouldn't hire women at
Mother's Cookies? Oh, they hired them if you want to pack a fucking cookie. So they didn't get to bake. So when all that shit happened...
What did they get to do?
Yeah.
You get to pack a cookie, man.
You just took the finished product and threw it in a bag?
That's... Well, you
That's the only
well,
job they got?
That's... Hey, thank you. You're a woman. So what did the man get to do? He got to do other things. He got to bake the cookie and do this and that. So...
So then the new laws came out?
The new laws came
well,
out.
Well, then women started baking.
Well, no.
What was the deal? What happened?
And the cookies tasted better.
So they also
taste better.
Did they taste better?
That was a good one.
Hell no. Because you know what? Hear that? Play that one more time. Did the cookies taste better? Hey. You're going to take my job from me?
Is that what happened?
Hey, I got something to show you.
Bitter.
Booyah!
You didn't open the door for him?
Fuck no. Your door's open.
So did you lose your job after they gave the women's rights?
I didn't
Not yet.
I didn't lose my job until later on. You know why I lost my job? Because I was so far ahead of them.
Yeah, it I was just going to say, wasn't there another side business going on?
The cameras came out.
Hey, I knew how to take care of those motherfuckers. I mean, but
I got powdered by the crate.
For women's rights, you know what's the truth is? Because I took on a couple other women
what
that
you
were
mean?
Trying, who were trying to be bakers and this and that.
So they were your apprentice?
Were they my apprentice? They were my friends.
Good answer.
They were my friends. No shit, Anthony. And you know what? I always try to take care of my friends. Because I'm hoping my friends will take care of me. You know? Mm-hmm. And it's also like sacrificing the lamb. Hey, you know what? If you got to sacrifice the lamb,
it all circles
sometimes
around.
Sometimes it's got to be your friend. Mm. Hallelujah. Amen.
Silence of the Lambs.
Crazy movie.
Hey, crazy.
I've never seen it, by the
crazy.
Way.
What?
Never.
I don't know
never
that I have either.
I just heard all these crazy
Just think
shit
about it before you
want to
watch
it.
Do you want to go that deep?
It.
Do you
want to
go to that level?
It's a classic.
Do you really want to go down that road?
Or like the or
you
like the movie clothes. Called the People Under the Stairs?
That's
never
a good
seen
one.
That one either.
That's a good one.
Those
you're
two,
gonna,
I feel like.
You're
going
to take this out for me, right, Randy?
Scare me to death.
Randy.
What?
You're going to pull this out for me? I want to frame this.
Can you write?
You can do it, Randy.
Help me, Rhonda.
And
on
also,
really go well with it.
What? Where?
Help me, Rhonda.
If it said "Help me, Rhonda" on there, like a phrase,
then it's like personalized.
Do it like if it's like God, you know, like he's gonna.
Only thing
at
I,
it,
only thing I wanted this is your autograph.
You're John Hancock.
Have I not signed
no.
it?
No.
Yeah. Zeus is truth.
Zeus is
makes no.
Hey, you know effort. Why Zeus is the truth? He was the only motherfucker came out there that had a line of shit. If you can't follow this line of shit, then you don't get to go.
No more for you.
No more.
This one?
Mm-mm. No more. I love you, though, dude. Oh, I swear you. To God, man.
Okay, you know? Tom. We got some listener questions for you. Ready?
Just kidding, Tom. It's not heroin. It's fucking insulin.
If it was, I wouldn't give a fuck.
It was
fuck.
Still cool.
I wouldn't have given a fuck.
Ready? So here we go. Tom.
Okay.
We want to go rapid fire.
Here we go.
What do you think? Flat Earth. Your take.
Flat Earth?
Yeah.
Hey, man. I guess if I was born in... 19 whatever, not even 18 something. Hey, look at this. Nobody built the boat yet.
Okay, next question.
Do you believe in global warming?
Yeah, I do, man. Hey, take a look at this. So everything's melting. Shit! You don't think everything's melting? Hey, you'd have to be a fool to buy property in Florida.
All right. Pajamas or pajamas?
Oh, God. Oh, what's that guy's name?
Zeus.
Zeus just wore a sheet. You know, what the fuck? You got a sheet? Is one strap across your balls or not?
So, pajamas or pajamas?
Sheet.
It's like a poncho.
Would you say Ford or Chevy?
Oh, man. You know what? Hey, I'll tell you what. The Ford is a bad motherfucker.
Okay, best era. 60s, 70s, 80s,
good
or 90s.
Question.
Since I grew up in the 40s, learned a lot of shit in the 50s. Hey, let me tell you what. They did have school in Oakland. Man, where's that pipe at?
Why,
because
they were smoking all the time?
Oh, let me tell you what. Smoking wasn't a big thing in the 50s unless you knew the real people. No shit. That was just sort of...
Was it just hard to get weed back in the day?
Was it hard to get weed? They didn't even call it weed.
What you was know? It called? Marijuana?
Matchbox.
It was what? A matchbox.
You called you, weed matchbox?
It was funny. You bought pot in a matchbox.
Wow, that was the trend back then.
And
huh?
That was back in the, early 60s, 59.
How much weed would you get in a fucking matchbox?
However big how a much, matchbox
that's true. Is. Good question.
Can I get the jumbo matches, please? The long ones.
Can I get the barbecue
place?
Matches? That's fucking big.
But listen to this, though. Hey, listen to this. It was a matchbox. Now, think about this. You're the drug dealer. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. I'm the drug dealer selling you. Uh-huh. I gotta take that ear off that pipe.
Don't lose your train of thought. I like where you're going.
Here's the best part.
So I was not gonna remember now.
This is how you fuck them. Literally fuck them. Oh, man. I still want to go to heaven, though.
But you don't believe in God.
I don't. You know why?
Your God.
There is no.
I believe in my God.
I believe in my God. Hey.
My own God, too.
He hangs out with Jack.
Has a God. This guy has a God.
You know what?
You got a God.
You know what? The definition of God is the highest value that you serve.
Shit.
Yes. I agree.
Well, that's
God
good.
Could be Jack
my
Daniels.
My God comes on
no.
Wednesday.
Okay, no.
It's whatever you choose to be
fuck
for
yeah.
your life.
All right, yeah.
It is. Who do you want to believe in? Nobody says his name is fucking God. Or that guy.
There's God and Jesus.
Well,
so how do you
believe in Jesus? He ain't no God.
He came back from the dead.
It's just
the Jews don't think so.
How did the bunny get smart people? With?
They say no to what?
How does Santa Claus come along?
They're all pagan holidays, and the Catholic Church didn't want them to freaking have everyone celebrate pagan holidays because everyone would celebrate them. So they're like, well, we'll make them Christian.
We're gonna make
Catholic.
Millions. How are we gonna solve that? We're gonna make millions and make him keep thinking that until Jesus comes.
Hey Tom, did you hear about that church that burned down?
I didn't. That was kind of sad.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's always art. You know, who gives a shit? Back in those days, maybe the guy was an artist, maybe he wasn't. But his shit was still hanging in that church.
That's true.
That's true.
True.
Huh?
True.
That shit was up there for like 800 years.
Well, if Jesus is still hanging in that church too, and he's on every church, you got to give the guy some credit. You got to give him some credit.
Jesus is everywhere.
That's what I mean.
You
though.
Know what? We should have a flag with Jesus. Fly that motherfucker under the stars and stripes. Fucking Jesus. Oh, shit. I'd fly that motherfucker and come to your house and kill you.
What?
Jesus.
Okay, next question.
Moving on.
Okay.
Fact or fiction?
Okay. All right, next question. Have aliens visited Earth?
I'm sure they have. They made Earth. If you think this all happened from Adam and Eve, you can kiss my ass. You can kiss my ass.
All right, you know. Next question. Batman or Superman?
Superman.
Hands down.
If you come from another planet,
he probably made the planet.
Who are you trying to act like down here? Jesus Christ!
Jesus Christ!
I want to be Jesus Christ.
Hey,
down here.
To Batman's defense, in the movie with what's his name? He kicked Superman's ass.
Does he? Movie. I never seen it.
Yeah, it was Batman versus Superman, and Batman kicked his ass.
No, but Superman, doesn't he still win?
Well, no, dude. He got his ass kicked by Batman.
No, but he won, though.
Well, did you really win? I mean, think about it, you know? When you see a fight in the UFC and you saw a guy with his face beat the shit, but just because the judges say he won, we know who really won the fight. All right, look at him and look at him.
So no one actually dies in the end of it, right?
You can't spoil it.
Oh, fuck, that movie's old, right? Everyone who wanted to watch it.
It is old and nobody dies.
I'm probably of the minority.
It's not real. How can they die?
So, not real. Not real, Mike.
A lot of things Everything, are not real.
No shit. A lot of life ain't not real.
Yeah.
Mickey no Mouse. Shit.
Hey, that motherfucker's a mouse. There's a lot of things that ain't real. A lot of things they make you think that is real.
Like if you wrestling. Come,
wrestling. And fantasy football. And
the boogie,
man. Listen to this.
All the fantasy stuff is
and
not
the
real.
And the boogeyman says, not wrestling. I'm worth $1 billion. What the fuck is $3 million? I spent that watching Howard Kraft get his dick sucked.
So do you think Rhonda made a bad deal? Are you saying you think
she made a great deal. She got three.
Howard Kraft.
Howard Kraft got the best deal. Two chicks sucking his dick. Shit. And he's over 70.
On
he
camera.
He don't even remember.
On camera. Isn't it weird? Hey, isn't it weird?
Rhonda, you know what Rhonda did? She made a great deal. Signed a 1-year deal.
She should have went with Kraft.
I don't know. That could have been court.
You think it's weird that, like, it's illegal to have pay for sex, right? Prostitution.
Oh, man.
But, if you film it and put it on the internet,
that's
okay.
What
the fuck? It's all right. We'll pay you as long as we film it and put it on the internet, and it's legal.
There's a license.
It's illegal if you don't.
But anyway,
I don't know.
What does license mean?
Rhonda's out.
Prostitution's illegal.
She made that big fat money.
In many states.
And only worked a year. Illegal.
No.
How much money do you make fighting? How much money do you make fighting as a woman? Think about that.
If your name's Rhonda, you make way more than everybody else.
Yeah.
Well, she's making more. She made more money with the McMahons.
And is Holly Holmes still up there? Or
she
no?
is. She's fighting soon, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's watch it.
But man, I was because we were talking about
fighting
that.
Men in New York.
Because I picked her to win. You
against
know.
Rhonda.
It's all.
You
it's
called
all
it too?
Bullshit. I mean, it's all bullshit. If you think this is all fucking real, hey, I'd like to meet you tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Are we talking about wrestling?
Denny's.
Flat Earth.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. Do you remember the time where... Because at one point, wrestling was really thought of... There were people who did really think it was real.
Fuck, they thought that back in the 50s.
You remember that time?
Fuck, yeah.
It's still going around, though.
I thought it was openly.
Tom met people.
I thought it was real when I first watched it.
There's a lot of fans.
But how old were you when you first watched it?
Mike, did you think it was real when you were a fan?
I don't remember if I...
You thought it was real.
No, you knew it was fake.
Dude,
that's why I'm asking her how old were you.
If
you were a kid, yeah, if that's your first time...
Dude, when I was
The Rock would kick his ass. Fuck that. The Rock would whoop him.
You know what? It's so
fucking real. He smelled what he was cooking.
That's right.
You know, I mean...
It's still real.
You know what I don't understand is how these guys don't get an Academy Award for writing.
They have the longest show going.
Fuck, man.
Think about it. The Simpsons haven't even been as long as them.
Oh, mercy.
The longest show standing is wrestling. There's no other show that's still going that started at that point. There's no other show.
Well, they have a great, the writer's storyline.
Yeah.
You think so? Are they,
I don't remember. To go on, and they're just.
They had great storylines.
Hey, they haven't even ended their storyline.
They gotta keep going
for that. You know, I like watching it. It's an entertainment fucking A. It was better than the AAF. Shit.
AAF no more.
Fuck, adios amigos. That cornball shit. You play. You know what I like to hear? I like Limp Bizkit. No
We're
going to
change gears real hard.
Let's change gears.
By the way, I also love Billie Holiday.
Let's go to Limp Bizkit.
Put your headphones on.
I got three beers here. And a pipe.
Keep on rolling, let's go some Limp Bizkit. You know what it is.
Hey, are you rolling right now? You should be fucking rolling for this. So where the fuck you at, punk? Shut the fuck up and back the fuck up while we fuck this track up. listen to this, man. Honest to God, when I met you guys tonight, there's one thing I didn't show you out of Austin Press. And when I went back there, fuck. I swear to God, Mike, let me take it off this pipe. Because I take it off this pipe, I still ain't gonna remember. This is the excuse to hit off the pipe.
Yeah, Austin Press has a lot of, I've gotten a lot of prints from them, like thank you note, thank you little cards, invitations of like a neutral looking design. It's not like a happy birthday or.
Her like, shit is so unique.
This vendor from Mike's work sent our son, he's two, a sweatshirt from the company that he works for. Mm-hmm. And I sent them a thank you, one of the Austin Press thank you cards. And they messaged us back saying, the wife messaged back saying, she messaged us saying, hey, like that's the coolest thank you card that I've received.
Ever.
Nice.
It's beautiful. Ever. Where did you get those?
I get it all the time too. I've had them for like 2 years now, those cards. And I always give them for happy birthdays. I actually gave you one for your birthday this year.
Well, I got one that I gave Anthony. It's amazing. I mean, you know what's amazing is about artists? Every art, you always, you sort of, I mean, you look at, you always have someone you look up to, in some sense. Mm-hmm. You know, how can I pick this guy's brain? How can I pick that guy's brain? And there's this one card. I gave one to Anthony. I don't know if he still has it or not. But I gave one, my girlfriend had breast cancer. And I gave one to her doctor. I gave one to my doctor. And I gave one to another person. And when you see this, it's a science. Listen to this. It's a science that someone believed in back in who knows when gives a fuck, that they still believe today. So when I gave him this card, no one can believe it. I gave it to these guys. I gave it to someone, you know what, I swear, I gave it to the smartest people I know to fuck with them, and gave one to my doctor. And he saw it, and he says, you know what, Tom? They still talk about this crazy shit today.
I believe it.
Hey, listen to this. And when I saw you guys the day before you came over, I came across one of those cards. I'm going to do one for you that it's going to be Austin Press did the card. Tom did the artwork.